Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Let me give you a quick life lock. Security breach occurs when an intruder gains unauthorized access to an organization's protected data. Cyber criminals or malicious apps bypass security to reach restricted areas. Security breaches can be initiated with viruses, spyware, malware, and other disgusting wares. The wares. Who, what, and the wares and the malwares. Consumers need to watch out for cyber threats because there's so many ways cyber criminals can take what's yours. They're lazy, these criminals. They don't want to get bit by a dog. They don't want to break any glass. They don't want to have a homeowner pull a gun on them. So they hack into your life. They steal your identity and make their money that way. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. If there's a problem, their agents will work to fix it. Right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LifeLock. Use promo code Adam for 10% off your first year. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com or 1-800-LifeLock for 10% off.
All right.
Well, it turns out we do have some piping hot Jeff Bezos news. Mm. Private investigators working for Bezos have concluded that the brother of the Amazon CEO's mistress leaked the couple's intimate text messages to the Inquirer. That's according to the AP.
I just pull my kids aside right now. I have 12-year-old twins and go, look, which one of you is going to be wildly successful? Which one is going to be
a spiteful loser?
Yeah. Like, well, who's going to be trying to profit off the good name and constantly borrowing money and in and out of a rehab? Yeah.
And make them choose now. Be like, you got to choose now. It can't be both.
Okay. Jimmy Carter, Billy Carter. One of you is
Roger
going to
Clinton,
White Offer.
Bill.
The other one's going into rehab. And at some point, you're going to do your own beer or whatever it is. Like, who's going to do that? Because you can't both just be successful or unsuccessful. We need this.
Yeah. You got to pick.
Yes. You got to pick.
So the findings add to the intrigue surrounding the clash between the pro-Trump tabloid and the world's richest man. Because Bezos investigators have suggested the Inquirer's coverage of his affair was driven by dirty politics. So the brother's Michael Sanchez, that's Lauren Sanchez's brother, he's a big supporter of Trump and an acquaintance of Roger Stone and Carter Page. He's also the manager of his sister, and she's a former TV anchor.
He manages his sister.
Apparently, according to the AP.
Oh, man.
So he has like all kinds of access.
Boy, this is the first time that hasn't worked out.
Yeah.
I mean, Billy Joel was the only other time where a family member or mother-in-law manages your affairs.
Yeah.
It always works.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Right. So the investigators have not said how they believe Michael Sanchez came into possession of these messages, but they do have it on good authority that he was the leak.
So he got the dick pics.
Yeah. And all the intimate messages about I want to breathe your air. I want to all the flowery
stuff.
By
the way, if I picked up my sister's phone and I'd drop it in the toilet and run.
Right.
I couldn't even imagine. Like, this pirate bounty. I found some booty here. There's going to be worse something like that. I'd drop it in a fish tank and run out of the house.
Well, this guy, I mean, this is gold. He's like Jeff Bezos, you know, the former TV anchor. She was not banging Jeff Bezos. I mean, this is like, this is new.
Yeah.
He was probably trying to get, you know, like extort anybody else she was banging, but it was always like the weather guy. Now it's finally a guy that's worthy of extorting, you know?
Yeah.
Finally. Like, he picks up the phone every week. He's like, oh, gee, it's another baseball coach. Great. Wait a minute. Is this Jeff Bezos?
This is the Tetris board where everything fits a little too perfectly. Like, the guy who's like a Trump associate Trump's enemy is dating his sister, but he manages her, so he has access to all. There's not supposed to fit all this perfectly.
Yeah, the country's a bad soap opera.
It's a bad soap. This is like if someone turned in this script, you're like, yeah, this is a little too neat, too start circling things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's a worse family member, Michael Sanchez or Meghan Markle's dad?
Oh.
In terms of just...
Dude, Sanchez would be hard to beat.
Yeah. I mean, he is trying to take down the people's princess. The current people's princess.
What is Meghan Markle's dad doing?
He was... He got caught, like, taking money to plant all these photo, you know, these pictures of him and really, like, take the spotlight from her and release all this embarrassing family information.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I'm on that guy's team.
He's basically... He's essentially the real-life embodiment of Polly from Rocky.
Right.
Yeah.
Like he's just walking around in a wife beater, having a tall boy at 9 a.m., bitching at everybody all the time.
Yeah. But that
he's just that guy.
These are
right?
the same parents in high school that let you have the party and trash their house and wanted to hang out with you and wanted to be cool. It's just these kids got famous and rich.
Yeah.
And now the parents feel left out. And they're like, all right, you want a picture? Look, here's her tits. Let's go.
I always like those parents, too. It's like, hey, man, if my 14-year-old's going to be getting drunk and having unprotected sex, I want him to do it under my roof where I can film it.
If kids are going to be having sex, I want to be there supervising it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Supervising
and
advising.
That made a lot of sense. Exactly. Well, the Grammys were over the weekend, and a lot of buzz this time. People were very interested in most of these performances and big winners. Record of the year went to Childish Gambino for This Is America. He wasn't there, by the way.
That's a power move.
No word. But whoever accepted on his behalf was like, I haven't seen him. I wish he was here. Like, not a lot of info. Album of the year, Kacey Musgraves, who cleaned up. I think she got 4. Song of the year, This Is America. Pop duo performance, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper for Shallow. Best rap album, history-making Cardi B for being the first female solo to win that. Best country album, again, Kacey Musgraves. Best spoken word album, Jimmy Carter. Faith, A Journey for All. Best comedy album, Dave Chappelle. And the next are for Brian and Dawson.
Yeah.
Best boxed or special limited edition package.
Was Jimmy there?
He was sitting next to Cardi B.
Was he there? I don't know. I only saw the highlights.
He was building a house, probably. That's what he's
got
to.
Up there. Exactly. It's like, yeah, everyone who's been nominated in the rap category, go ahead and tell your mom you're welcome for the free house.
He met Cardi B when he was building
her
bathroom.
Right. Yeah. Yep. So best boxed or special limited edition package went to Squeezebox, the complete works of Weird Al Yankovic.
Maybe this will get
the
us out of the same.
The complete
bracket.
Works. And finally, for Dawson, best immersive audio album, Alan Parsons Project, Eye in the Sky, 35th Anniversary Edition.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. This is Alan Parsons.
He's a genius.
Weird Alan Parsons?
Weird Alan. Won another Grammy.
He's a genius.
So I pulled a couple of highlights because people were really abuzz about this. I mean, in the first, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes, Michelle Obama comes out. There's just a lot of stuff going on. This is not personal. This is not an editorial. I'm just playing these clips in the order in which they appeared. Big, big, giant Dolly Parton tribute. Everybody came out for this. Miley Cyrus, Kacey Musgraves, Maren Morris, Little Big Town, Katy Perry, who really, I think, stole the show and attempted to steal the show. And there was word that Dolly was not happy about that.
Can I say this about Katy Perry?
Yeah.
You know my thing about the music being pumped into everywhere all the time, like that stupid 13-year-old chick music in every mall, in every theater, like every steakhouse, like every place is
every
stupid.
Bar.
Right.
I was in Boston, and we went, hey, let's go to the Cheers Bar. Let's go to the Cheers Bar.
The Bowling Finch Pub.
And then we sat down in the Cheers Bar, and they were pumping in Rihanna and Katy Perry. And I'm like, could you guys, look, here's your stuff. You can play the Cheers theme.
Right.
And you can play songs from the years Cheers was on. But you can't play Katy Perry, you asswipes.
Yeah.
We're sitting in the Cheers Bar. And I said, the only people who come here are people. It's not a bunch of 16-year-old chicks. They're like, oh, my God, it's the Cheers Bar.
Right,
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, that sucks.
Like, if they had a Saved by the Bell bar, I wouldn't go there because it wasn't my groove. Like, I was too old for that.
They do.
And oh, boy. What I'm saying is you're looking at all the old pictures of Mayday Malone and Coach and Everett Frazier and everybody, but this is what's playing. Why? Why? And everyone, I know the answer is like, hey, this is what's happening. But this is a nostalgic thing.
Yet
the only people who think it's a good idea to come down here are people that are 40 and older who have nostalgia for Cheers who don't like this.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Stupid.
Thanks.
All right, well, let's cleanse your palate a little bit. So I don't know if you know this, but Miley Cyrus is Dolly Parton's goddaughter. So they appear a lot together, you know, because she and Billy Ray were tight at the time because she discovered him. So she got in. Dolly discovered Billy Ray Cyrus.
Wow.
So there you go.
Everyone
feathering
was on
her
stage.
So here is a little bit of Miley and Dolly together.
Oh, it's Dolly Parton's skeleton.
Doing some Jolene. Hi, Billy. It's Billy.
Jolene, please don't take him just because you can.
Take it away.
Now your beauty is beyond compare. Flaming locks of auburn hair, ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. And that smile is like a breath of spring. Voice is soft as summer rain. I cannot compete with you, Jolene.
So then they move on, and I mean, there's tons of Dolly songs. Then everybody comes out to do a little 9 to 5. Now, Dolly at this point, I can tell you, is over singing 9 to 5. So now it's more about talk singing it, and it's adorable. And I'm glad she's having her renaissance. But here's a little bit of 9 to 5, which I'm sick of, too.
Then I jump in the
band has to hate
stuff.
This song.
Yeah.
It's got to suck like you're the keyboard guy. Like,
when does it kick in?
We got to do the move there.
Yeah. Smokey Robinson.
Smokey.
Yeah, Mark Ronson loves it.
Sorry. I don't.
Yeah.
Not a good song.
It's not.
But
yeah.
I like Dolly.
It's fun. And
she did fine considering she died 10 years ago.
How dare you? What is wrong with you in this sacred space?
Yeah.
It's an octave. All right. Let me tell you real quick about Tommy John. Big Valentine's surprise coming up, right? Want to do what's best? You get some Tommy John, but you better get going, man. I mean, you got to act now. Redefining comfort for men and women. I just got off the road for like 4 or 5 days. I packed the Tommy John. It is the best. It's
just the one pair?
It's all you. Well,
yeah, it's all you
if
need.
You talc it, if you do proper talcing, you can get a few wears out of those bad boys. But they're feather light, moisture wicking, and they're great for travel because they're so physically light and they just don't take up any room in your suitcase. And if you still want yourself a great Valentine's gift, they have long wear, and I should say lounge wear and underwear. Also have like long johns and undershirts too, socks, everything. His and her sets, the limited edition sold out last year, so let's not wait. It's the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Right, Dawson?
Shop limited edition Valentine's Day gift sets and get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Adam. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off only at TommyJohn.com. TommyJohn.com.
Want to see a couple more highlights?
Yeah.
So Drake.
Nah.
Well, there's two that you need to see.
All right.
Well, I guess
do?
One.
I love that he needs to see.
He needs to see it because
you need to
well,
see
I'm going
to
tell you why. I'm going to lay down the gauntlet on this one. I'll give you one more. Cardi B spoke right to your heart in her acceptance speech. She got up there. She's adorable and she's nervous and she's thanking everybody and she gives a special thank you to her daughter. But it's not the thank you everyone else gives to their kids. This was Cardi's acceptance speech.
I want to thank my daughter because I'm not just saying thank you because she's my daughter. It's because, you know, when I found out I was pregnant, my album was not complete. I had like 3 songs that I was for sure having. And then, you know how it was. Like, we was like, we have to get this album done so I could shoot these videos while I'm still not showing. and it was very long nights.
Wasn't just my daughter's my inspiration. She got to crank those videos out before she started showing.
Everybody in that audience looks like a Taco Bell employee, and they're all multimillionaires. Like, they have writing on their face.
A lot of that now.
It's amazing. Thank God they're success. It's an audience of people who couldn't get another job if they weren't wildly successful.
She's together with Offset now from the Migos.
Yeah.
All right. They're back. They had a problem.
Yeah, they had a problem. Then remember, he like did that whole thing where he went to her concert and gave this huge
interrupted her concert to go on stage and
because what he was like stepping out on her or something. Yeah. And all right, that comes with the territory, right?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
But they're back. But he got her.
What's important is they're back together. And I'm sure everything will be smooth sailing from here to eternity. I'm just guessing.
Yep. Well, with more than 50 cases of measles in Washington state, which we talked about recently, CBS News reports that there's been a new push to change the law. Washington is one of 17 states that allows parents to refuse to vaccinate for philosophical reasons. But on Friday, hundreds rallied to preserve their right not to vaccinate their children. Lawmakers heard arguments on a proposed bill that would ban the measles vaccine exemption for philosophical reasons. 32 other states have similar laws. Measles is so contagious that an unvaccinated person has a 90% chance of catching it if they're near someone who has it, and it can survive for up to 2 hours in a room where somebody sneezed.
Yeah, TS to all the nut jobs who don't want to have their kids vaccinated. For philosophical reasons. It's like, oh, I like to drive with a spike protruding from the front bumper of my car for philosophical reasons. Well, that's fine, but they're guys on mopeds who don't appreciate it, so we're just going to make that illegal. Yeah. Well, what about my personal rights to drive a Prussian helmet? Like, okay.
I like buzz saws in my shoes.
Yeah, that's your thing, which is fine, but then when your pile of crap enters a room with my little pile of crap, and then my kid gets an infection because of your pile of crap, now it's our problem.
Yeah. See, I also bet those reasons are not philosophical. Like, I bet whatever they are, they have nothing to do with philosophy.
Plato said.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Nobody's saying Nietzsche in their response for why they're not vaccinating their child.
It's like you want to go home and just talk to your dog in the privacy of your own home and have it give you advice. That's fine.
It's
but
on you.
When your kid gets infected and then goes to preschool with my kid, now it's my problem. Right. Dr. Drew's on the blower over here.
It could be your problem, literally. I mean, we may not all, adults that were vaccinated at a certain age, may not have adequate immunity right now.
Oh, that's right.
So we may all have to get tested.
What do we
that.
Do? How do we know?
I'm just thinking, you know what? I've told you, Adam, we decided that civilization doesn't need – we're not biological, so the basic needs of civilization no longer need to be met. Things like hygiene and people languishing on the street and vermin and rodents and infectious diseases. We don't worry about these things anymore. We've got that all done. No, Mother Nature is coming back. This will be a major wake-up, major.
Pandemic.
Good. It drives me insane. It drives me insane. And also, it's a lot of it. Talk to Drew about this a lot, but it's the breakdown of respect of authority. Like, it used to be, here's what the doctors say, here's what the scientists say, and then some chick would go, well, I'm a playmate, I got fake titties, and I'm dating the guy from Mask. And they'd go, sweetie, zip it. Now, look.
Professionals are talking.
You want to talk about water-soluble lube? We're all ears.
You're right.
You want to talk about vaccination?
Yeah.
Zip it.
Sure.
Because the experts say you should do this.
Yeah.
And we're going to listen to them. But we've decided that experts aren't experts anymore. They're the man.
Yeah.
And the man's trying to get you to do evil things to your kid, and I know better. So that's what broke it down.
Right.
Someone in the 50s, no mom would be like, I'm ignoring the advice of my doctor.
It's also like you look at the people that are against vaccine, they're also 100% of people that would be for giving their child a tattoo.
Right.
So you're like, just pretend it's a tattoo.
Yeah, that's right.
Just pretend it's
just
a tattoo.
Dip it in a little
It's a little different needle.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, let me tell you about Blue Apron. You can start the year off fresh this year with Blue Apron. Choose a variety of plans, kid-approved, family plan, vegetarian plan, or the WW Freestyle plan. Ooh, I want to talk about that. I don't even know what that plan is. I love Blue Apron. I literally left the house today, and... Olga said, you want me to warm up some more of this Adam Perry Lang roast that's left over from the Super Bowl party that I've been eating for a week and a half? And I said, no, I want Blue Apron. And she said, what do you want? I said, do the fish one, do the salmon one. She said, oh, and she said, the one you like? And I said, no, the one I just detest. Yes. Thank you. The one I like them all. Chef designed recipes, fresh, seasonally inspired ingredients, meals worth sharing on social media in as little as 20 minutes. And it's so fun. You just pick out the card you like, hand it to your nanny, and you're off and running. Check out this week's menu. Get $60 off at blueapron.com/Adam. That's blueapron.com/Adam. And I defy you. Send me a tweet. Tell me you didn't love everything that was in that box. All right. One more, Gina Graham.
All right. Are you familiar with Pete Hegseth?
No.
On Fox and Friends? Or Fox
News? Somebody tweeted me something with him.
Well,
yeah.
you need to make fast friends with this dude. Because he revealed on Sunday that he doesn't wash his hands because germs aren't real. And he hasn't washed his hands in years. And the revelation came on Fox and Friends when they were eating leftover pizza that had been sitting around the set all day, the day before, and everyone freaked out. And he said, pizza lasts a long time. So here's a clip of his feelings on germs.
My 2019 resolution is to say things on air that I say off air. I don't think I've washed my hands for 10 years. Really, I don't really wash my hands.
Someone help me.
No, I inoculate myself. It's not, germs are not a real thing. I can't see them. Therefore, they're not real.
So you're becoming immune to all of the
exactly.
bacteria.
Exactly. I can't get sick.
I love this guy. Yeah. I'm telling you, Jimmy pulled a piece of Canadian bacon out of a Egg McMuffin or Bacon McMuffin or whatever it is at K-Rock a million years ago, and he put a thumbtack through it onto a cork board, and he put the date under it, and 1 year later, he ate it, and now he's the king of late night TV.
So there you go. If you want to be the king of late night TV, yeah. You know what to do.
That's how you succeed in this country.
That's how you do it. All right, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. Yes. Did the makeup lady at least have the dipstick?
Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Oh, James Brolin is coming in tomorrow. Oof. I am so excited about James Brolin coming in. I got so much to talk to that guy about. He's an interesting dude.
Yeah.
That guy must be great because he's at a party hanging out. And they go, you married? Huh? Yeah, actually I am. Who are you married to? Oh, Barbara Streisand.
What does your wife do?
Oh, rules the world. I don't know. Yeah. Has more money than Oprah. Oh, okay. Tells Oprah what to do. All right. Any kids? Yeah, I do have a son.
Oh, what does he do?
He's a huge star.
Oh, wow. Well,
who's the kid? Who's their son?
Josh Brolin.
Wow, yeah.
Looks just like him.
That's a great family.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's a great family.
Tim, how are you not a huge Josh Brolin fan?
No, I forget that it's the same one.
How are you not a huge Barbara Streisand fan?
No, I'm a fan of Barbara Streisand. You know, she's annoying, but she's good. You know?
No.
She's a little annoying. I mean, let's be honest. She's very talented, but she's a little... People used to just be talented, and you'd be like, they're amazing. But now you know, like, what she feels about everything during breakfast. You're like,
she's been weaponized.
Yeah. You'd hate Picasso now, too.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
All right. Do we bring it home?
We did.
Casserole Edge. Stronger under pressure. Engines can lose up to 10% performance due to friction. Casserole Edge. Fluid titanium. Transforms under pressure. Keep metal apart. Fight the power-robbing friction. Yeah. Unlock your exhilarating performance at Casserole Edge. Three times!
Oh, yeah. Three times, full.
Stronger against leading full synthetic. All right, let's see. You can see Road Hard for free at Tubi. That's TUBITV.com. Paul Bryan, get some of those socks, man.
Last few days
at AdamCarolla.com. Not Taco Bell material. It's coming out March 5th, but you can see it in the theater. We already told you, just go to AdamCarolla.com for that. And the Peterson Museum got a car show coming up there on March 10th, and then we do the live pod as well. Tim Dillon is going to hell. It's available on Apple Podcasts. Give it a nice rate and review. And for dates, it's got dates coming up. Where do we find those dates?
TimDillonComedy.com. They're all up on there, and you could come by and you know, record me, throw something at me, as long as you pay the price.
So, until next time, and me and Sheck coming up on Good Sports next. We got Adam Carolla for Tim Dillon and Gina Grad and Jordan Harbinger and Paul Bryan. Say mahalo.
Most penises don't deserve their own show.
Stick around for today's episode of Good Sports. Dave Tamachek and Adam Carolla coming right up.
big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Ace and Shecky, let's do it. Good sport.
Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of Good Sports. Dave Damashek here. Adam Carolla over there. Ace, how are you? Are you excited for Valentine's Day?
I do not like the fact that the onus, I mean, many a comedian and many a man has spoken about this, but I don't like the onus that it's shifted to this one direction.
Right.
We've not done this with any other holidays.
Is there the reverse? If you can cite for me, yeah, this is your holiday, fellas, where you're the one who gets gifts, you get nice candies to eat.
Well, not, we're eating it for, we're, Thanksgiving, sorry, anniversaries and Valentine's. So the two, there's two couples holidays a year. It's Valentine's and your anniversary, right? Okay. Both those have shifted to the man's side of the ledger. Now, you could argue that Christmas is more of a woman's, now, you know, Lynette does all the shopping, but she does it with my do-re-mi.
Mm-hmm. And I
that means money.
I got the yeah.
Right.
Doesn't involve me except so, my do-re-mi.
Right. And that, so it is her effort, but if it's me going out and playing the Irvine Improv and then coming back with the money and then she buys the gifts, and then that is
right.
on
I think
on
you're
me.
Both contributing to the Christmas fair.
Yes, although is the great I have you know, little to no recollection of many discussions I've had with many people, but I remember exactly where I was when the great Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray, standing out on the patio at Kimmel's, some sort of nighttime affair. I don't remember anything. I just remember him sliding up to me. He had a newborn. I had twins that were probably five at the time. And he just slid over to me. He looked around and he went, hey, Adam. I said, yeah. He said, since when did paying for everything count for nothing?
Hmm.
And I said, I don't know. When did that happen? I feel like every sitcom and every movie from the 50s and 60s was like, well, your man, he's working hard. And the wife was very upset. Only a second cup of coffee. He doesn't like my coffee. Like, it was a lot of concern for that doesn't seem to be shared in this modern age. Now, my theory,
but as you said, I just want to say for the record. All right, you go ahead. My
theory is that you have a job and I have a job where, according to significant others, we just sort of blab into the mic like, you know, what's Adam do? He goes to his workshop and yells at Gary, and then
he
goes home.
He's off playing.
He's like, he bloviates into this thing with the foam on it, and then he goes home. So there is no more coal mine. So, you know, when you'd come home with the coal dust all over you and hacking up a lung and everything, that, you know, where you're hanging off the side of a steel girder
this
or
makes
something.
Sense, right.
Yeah. You know, you're out there putting together steel I-beams in Chicago in January. That guy needs some porridge before he leaves.
Yeah, my man had another rough day out
right,
there
right.
on the mean streets. Right.
There's a lot of that. So you're involving, like, you know, guy be a rancher. You know, he'd be out mending fences all day. You got to have some grub when you get back.
He needed sustenance, or he might pass away from the physical toil of the day.
Two things. No toiling in the hot sun anymore, and money's invisible now.
Ah,
it's all
that's
electronic.
Interesting.
So between you not doing anything and money being invisible, who needs a pot roast in this equation? See what I'm saying?
That's a great point. Both of those make a lot of sense. Yes, I still am resentful because you're a cad. You can't float. You're a jerk if your daddy Warbucks. I think I contributed something. The money that provided all this stuff. How about that? To your point, like, you provide the money from the couch or wherever you are. Like, yeah, well, let's buy. Yeah, that's fine. If you think that's a good gift, I'll sign off on that. But it's because you've ignored whether it is talking into a microphone. You have a distinct gift, Adam Carolla, and this is your trade now, and you're good at it. That it's like that all didn't happen. It's just that you signed off in the moment, like, what should we get blank for? What should we get Kimmel for Christmas? Like, I don't know, pick something out. Like, you didn't do anything. Yeah, except for everything that led up to that. Because I, in that moment, kind of like, this or that, I don't care. It renders all of it moot. How about all the work? I'm with you completely. I'm completely with you.
And you're battling society.
You're a bad guy if you point that out.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, in society, you're a bad guy. And electronically, it's invisible. And again, there's no mine shaft to go into and risk life and limb into. With those three things ahead of us, it's a battle you could never win. Oh. But I would like them to take one. We have to pick anniversary or Valentine's.
I mean, this jive of like that somehow it got turned around. I don't know if it was Hallmark or who it was. Like, get your special lady some flowers. I guess that seems. Has anybody ever given you flowers? A woman? David Feeney from Daves of Thunder says that he's had more than one woman give him flowers. What? Why would they give you the flowers? I've never heard of this move.
Experiment conducted, research. Here's the thing. Flowers, it's all, for women, it's all symbolic and it's all effort, obviously. And I found the answer to that one day when I was very new at K-Rock. And I was hanging around K-Rock in the morning with Jimmy and Kevin and Bean and company, and I didn't have much money. I wasn't getting paid back then. I was just doing Mr. Burcham for free, basically. And at one morning, one of the treats for me.
But then you were definitely getting a hot meal when you came home. You were getting paid, so of course you were toiling, so you were rewarded.
No hot meals. I had a girlfriend, and so she was a huge Tori Amos fan, and so. One of the thrills would be you'd be sitting in Frank Murphy's office and Tori Amos is coming in to sing live and whatever. And I had no business being there, but I still got to be there and maybe do Mr. Burcham later on. And Tori Amos had no idea who Mr. Burcham was or anything. But Tori Amos had such rabid fans that they brought her flowers. They waited out front and she came in. She had flowers. And of course, she just set him down or what she did, whatever celebrities do. You know, when you hand the Pope up flowers or whatever, he holds it up and then he hands it to somebody. And that's what she did. And then she left and the flowers were left. So I got the flowers and I took them back to my girlfriend.
Classy.
It's a class move. And she said, oh my God, like for no reason. Like, it was like noon on a Wednesday, you know, here you go. And I said, here you go. And she said, wow, thank you. That's awesome. And I said, oh, yeah, it gets better. I said, guess whose flowers? Because
wow, this is
I think
interesting.
Like a human being.
Yeah.
Like if you wanted a knit beanie, that'd be good if your girl brought you a knit beanie. But if you found out it was Mel Blunt's knit beanie,
perfect.
It would be a big deal to you.
My boy, I interviewed Matt Ryan in Atlanta. And he was he had Gatorade, and he said, "Here, take this," because I was talking to him about having kids, and he said, "Here, give this to your son," you know. And I said, "I will," against my better judgment, as a side note, because if you start giving gifts from stars of other teams, he might like one of those teams instead of the Steelers. Yeah, but either way, I was willing to give it to him, and the Gatorade. And you think about it, this is exactly right. It's like, well, it's Gatorade. I could tell anybody, especially kids. Oh, right. That, yeah, here, I got you this bottle of water. What do I want that for?
Aquaman gave it to me.
Yes, that's exactly
so
right.
So I told her it was from Tori Amos, and she was like, good, take them back. You know. And that's why, you know, we essentially rule the world. We don't even have that gear.
That's cool. Not bad.
That's what I thought, but she wasn't down with the sloppy second flowers from Tori Amos.
Oh, so, yeah. I get the conundrum, though. Is that good? Wait, she finds the car. These are for me? Adam, wait a second. These are for some guy named Amos. What is this about? You know?
That's right. Well, I have. Look, you're a Mighty Mouse. Who do you like?
Who, me?
Yeah.
What do you mean, who do I like?
I mean, Modest Mouse.
I was like, what, now we're talking about cartoons? I like Modest Mouse. I'm over them now, though.
All right. Well, let's Pavement. Just say you like Pavement?
Built to Spill.
All right. Pavement. If somebody got you something from Pavement, you'd appreciate the fact that it was that.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Hey, this Bic pen, I got it for you. Like, I don't need a Bic pen. Ah, Steve Malkmus held it once.
That's
Ooh,
right.
Ooh, I would like to have that. All right, you're going to have more hot sports talk coming at you tomorrow. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek, out. Good sports.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. For tickets and info on all the live podcasts, the Man Gray events, books, movies, and more, go to adamcarolla.com and stay tuned for AP News.